Welcome, welcome. It is Not That Funny. I'm your host, JJ. Back in black. Here's Evan.
Hello, test.
There you are.
Here I am. Thanks for listening to another episode. And here we go. I wanted to play this for you real quick. It's the way we do it. Evan just walks in the door and I just have him hit the record.
I just got here and handed him a sack of nuts.
Thanks, man.
I just want my baby.
This is Tyrese.
Don't take my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me?
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Baby.
Baby. So it's not terribly funny to make fun of other people, but this is funny.
But when somebody else does it, you're just laughing at that joke.
Have you seen that video?
No.
So Tyrese, I guess, is going crazy. He posted a 6-minute fucking video onto his Facebook, I believe, of him just bawling into the camera.
I'd be crying too if I was paying $13,000 in child support.
So you did hear about it?
No, that's just what I got out of the...
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, $13,000 a month.
Yeah, well, he's also like beefing with The Rock, which we played that video.
Yeah, don't beef with The Rock, man.
But anyways, welcome back to the show. How's your week been? How's your last 2 weeks been?
1 week was good. The other week was kind of shitty. I was sick. Had a little cold.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that.
Thanks for bringing me...
It reminded me of old times when you used to come into my office and eat my almonds.
Oh, that's right, because you were eating these as your dietary snack. Roasted, salted.
I started dieting, and then you copied me, and then you got better at it than me. You're gonna
I'm gonna chew right into it. Because Josh hates when I do that.
I'm doing this. No headphones now. I can't listen to that noise. Oh, I can still hear it because I'm sitting so close.
All right, I'm done. Get this. You know I have that fucking breathalyzer in my car?
Yeah.
Yeah, about a week ago, it starts working really slow and taking a long time to, like, fucking go, you know? And so I got nervous about it, and I took it in on Friday, and they're like, I don't know what's going on with it, you know? I was like, all right, well, they said, we'll just replace it, so they replaced it. Take it home. That was Friday. Sunday morning, I go to start it up. It's doing the same fucking thing. It's a new, like, device. So I'm tripping out because this thing has malfunctioned on me before and resulted in a violation, which was easily explained. I mean, it's clear that I wasn't drinking, you know, but you have to jump to a whole bunch of hoops, email the reporting company, send in all the documentation, go to the police station within like an hour and take a breathalyzer and all this stuff. And so I didn't want that to happen, so brought it in, you know, they replaced it. Sunday was doing the same thing, so I brought it into them Monday morning, and they're like, dude, I don't know what's going on with it. And you know, if the sensor's busted from something in your car, like I didn't have any like open gasoline cans in my car or anything. But so I'm like, I don't know, man, you know, I don't know. Can you please fix it? So they fix it. I leave, I get all the way home, and I look at the thing and it's not even fucking on. So I fucking start my car up again, go straight back to the place. The thing's like beeping, but it's black. It looks like this. It looks like your phone's off or something. And I go sit in the waiting room while he's working on it, which, by the way, they had a really nice waiting room at the breathalyzer place. Like, 10 lazy boy chairs and TV. And
mechanics,
like,
take note.
Yeah, seriously. And so he puts it back on, and he brings me back in, and he's like, I replaced everything this time. And he's like, but, you know, it violated. That beeping on your way back here, was it violating? So I had to do that whole thing over again. And it's just fucking, I'm kind of getting over it now, but I mean, this thing is driving me nuts.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like you need it to get around, and it needs to pass because it's just your freedom on the line.
Right.
No big deal.
And I don't want to go into a courtroom. I mean, I can prove that obviously I wasn't drinking or anything, but I don't want to go take a day off work, go to court and do the whole thing because the fucking thing's broken. I talked to my lawyer. I just ran into him at a restaurant and he's like, those fucking things suck, man.
Is that what you do? Stalk your lawyer and then try to find him for free?
No, dude. I haven't paid him in 5 years anyways.
That's actually a good
He's a family friend, you know, but he... You know, he's like, those things always fuck up. They're
Do you think they do it on purpose?
No, but I mean, it's just a, it's not a, every car is different. Cars have problems in the first place. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if a problem results in a violation every time, it's fucked up. But,
yeah, but if like your car has a problem, like if you have a new car, it doesn't have problems for a while, but if you have a new breathalyzer, it fucks up twice in a month.
Right. I don't know. So we'll see if the last one happened in July, and they have to send the violation report to the state.
Mm-hmm.
But they send a report and everything saying like the thing was broken, you know. I mean, both times this happened, I was at the place. Like right after it happened.
That's kind of convenient.
Yeah. And then to start the car back up again, I got to blow into the thing. So it, you know, it fucking works.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than when you're about to get into the car to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It kind of sucks, but, and it's fucking giving me such anxiety, dude. I like fucking have dreams about it and shit. But this is the last thing, that's hanging over my head before it's like I don't have to pay the state or do anything.
When is that over?
Next summer, like May. Yeah.
Is that, and then you'll be like done with everything?
Yeah. That's this is the last thing. Just the.
This has been pretty lingering.
Yeah.
Why is this still like happening?
That's what happens when you fucking get arrested a bunch of times.
How many times did you get arrested?
In my life? A lot.
No, but for this.
For driving?
Because that twice. Was. Right before you got all, like, sober and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously.
From 2013.
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Dealing with this.
Yeah.
Is it just Missouri?
Mm-mm. Or Michigan.
Both of them?
No, it's my Michigan driver's license.
Oh.
So. But, anyways, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Every time I discuss a little bit more, I am a little bit less panicked about it, but.
You'll be fine.
I mean, it's like, what the fuck can you do? So in the news, I know we had a little fun about the Harvey Weinstein thing, but now I'm getting really pissed about the Kevin Spacey.
That wasn't a thing last time we.
Yeah, podcasted. Well they're not. There's gonna be no more House of Cards.
I haven't watched it. It's since so season three anyway.
It's so fucking good, and they're just gonna stop it.
I thought they were just gonna kill Kevin Spacey's character off.
That would suck.
And there's a petition right now that's going on for to make replace Kevin Spacey with hungry. Kevin James.
No,
literally
way.
Change that org. There's a petition.
That's like a fucking internet joke.
I would watch it.
So you've been watching Dexter. Let's talk about that for 1 second.
I just
where
finished
are you
season
at?
Five, where Julia Stiles just left.
Discuss what happens in season five. Quickly while I chew on these almonds.
Please chew away from the microphone. So Dexter goes to make a kill on the animal control guy, Boyd Fowler.
Yep, remember.
And
that.
He finds Julia Stiles' character Lumen captured, and it turns into this
What's
whole Lumen.
That's right.
And it turns into this entire fucking thing where they find all these barrels of bodies, and it's connected to like this motivational speaker.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that actor's really good.
Which one?
The main bad guy,
Jordan Chase.
Yeah, I really like him.
He was because he had to be with like a motivational speaker.
Yeah,
and then he had to play like serial rapist crazy guy. That was pretty fucked up stuff, though, man.
Like, yeah, was a pretty dark season.
Because like season four, Rita gets killed, and like that season,
who
Rita?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then season 5, it starts off kind of slow. Like, it starts off kind of like, eh. And then, six or seven episodes in, it starts to get good.
It took everything in me not to tell you that Rita dies.
My girlfriend had the same problem. But I liked her.
Yeah, she's great.
And then
Trinity gets her. That's probably the best season.
That was pretty fucked up, though, because, like, you know, you're thinking happy ending, Trinity's dead, he's going to go to the Keys with his wife and baby.
Right.
She forgot something and had to come home.
Yeah.
And got murdered in the tub. But it was just fucked up because that was after he killed him, and so it already happened. So it was just like, what the hell? Mind fuck.
Have you seen Stranger Things season 1? Have you been watching it too?
I watched it already.
Oh, really? I'm halfway through it.
Like the Friday night it came out, and then Saturday, and then I finished it.
I really like it.
It's nuts.
It's.
Where are you at in it?
I just finished the episode where Eleven leaves her group of New York punks.
Oh, okay. So you're just about to get into like the good shit.
Okay, good.
That's the episode that like everybody, I don't know, I read a lot about it. People said it was like stupid and out of place. I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, people think too hard about shit.
I agree.
The whole show's not that. I mean, the whole show, you have to suspend a little bit of reality because they're just fucking kids. Kids never do shit.
Right.
Kids get killed.
They're not this smart. Just because they play Dungeons and Dragons and they're in the AV club doesn't mean they can defeat
an interdimensional monster. So you got to suspend reality a little bit. People think too much about this stuff.
Dude, people are fucked up. Did you hear about the backlash that the dude that plays Mike, Finn Wolfhard, he went into his whole hotel room and didn't meet fans outside that were like blatantly stalking him.
Which one's Mike? The one who's fucked up in the head?
The one who wants to bang 11.
The black one?
No.
The one with the fucked up dude used to have no teeth?
You're doing this on purpose. The dark haired one?
Oh, Mike, yeah, the little Mike, fucking cunt.
Yeah, sure.
He's real cunty.
He's kind of pretentious, but he's like 11, so.
He doesn't want to bang 11. Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Right. The black kid wants to bang Mad Max.
Mad Max.
She's the best actor in the whole thing.
Shemin kid wise.
Yeah. And 11.
Yeah.
But she's an alien too.
No, so these people were like waiting outside the hotel room for Finn Wolfhard, who is like a kid, and they got mad because he didn't like stop and like talk to everybody. Yeah. And then, like, the lady that played Barb in the first season, and then one of the kid actors from Game of Thrones, like, went off, and they're like, what kind of people are you? He's a fucking kid.
Was that, like, the premiere or something?
No, it was just he's just doing shit out of town.
I heard the older brother.
Oh, the guy that got arrested for coke?
Yeah, he got caught with coke.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I heard it was like an eighth of a gram or something.
Was at like the airport, and they wouldn't let him on.
He forgot he was in his pocket for sure.
Yeah, he's like, fuck.
All right. No, we'll save that for later. Another thing I wanted to bring up. Do you think I walk funny?
I don't know.
I've been getting people saying stuff to me at work. I was saying I walk funny.
I've never noticed.
And this guy, so I walk through the plant every day. So like when you walk through the plant, it's big wide open spaces, right? So if you see somebody walking, you can really see them walking for a while. It's not like they just walk by.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
So I've heard from like 4 people at the plant, but this one guy that I barely even know works on the line, he goes, hey, this guy wants to arm wrestle you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I think he was joking. So I keep walking. And then on my way back, he goes, hey, this guy wants to arm wrestle you. And he's like, yeah, I do. I was like, why? You know, he's like, on next break, we're doing an arm wrestling thing. And I was like, oh, you should arm wrestle him. You're bigger than I am. And he goes, no, he thinks you walk like you're big and tough, and he thinks he can arm wrestle you. I'm like, what the
You probably
fuck?
Blushed and got all, like, flattered.
I was happy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you bet, motherfucker. You know how I win arm wrestling fights? I stab them in the eye with a pencil.
That's usually the best way to do it.
You're gonna win.
I just pick my elbow up a little bit. I wear a baggy shirt, so it looks like.
Ooh, nice. So
like if I looks like just like I'm not even leaving. Right.
Not and even you just crank it.
Not
over.
Even. And then I just like this, and then the shirt's so baggy.
Okay.
It's like a wizard sleeve.
Fantasy talk. How do you like Devontae Freeman?
I mean, I needed a running back.
Good. I mean, I'm glad you got him.
I've gotten everybody's like stud players that they didn't want anymore.
Dude, my friends have been giving me shit for dropping him.
That was probably like a tough.
It was an emotional decision.
Because like I picked up this year, I've gotten Amari Cooper, traded him for Adam Thielen. I've picked up
Alan Thicke. Were you just about to say Jordan Howard?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Jordan Howard that I turned into Adam Thielen in a trade. And then I got Amari Cooper, and then I got Devontae Freeman. Those are all like first and second round picks. So it's kind
of. My buddies were giving me shit, and they're like, who's your running backs? I was like, Orleans Darkwa, the Giants, Marshawn Lynch coming off suspension, and Kenyon Drake from Miami. And they're like, you're a fucking idiot. I said, dude, Devontae Freeman, he had two good games in the beginning. And he sucks.
Well, what sucks?
And they're like, 10 points, 9 points doesn't suck.
I mean, we're in a PPR league.
Yeah.
So that means that he got all of his points. He probably got three of those points off of catching a ball.
Right.
Not even the yardage.
Right.
Just catching.
And so I'm like, fuck you guys, you know. And they're like,
I don't think
they were basically saying it was blasphemy that I would drop him. And they're like, at least trade for him. Which then I was like, forgot about trading.
You should have traded for him.
Forgot about trading.
I made a few good trades this year.
I tried to trade one kid and he didn't want to trade. But so I'm like, fuck you guys. I might play Marshawn because he's coming off the suspension. Maybe he'll just go crazy.
You want Devontae Freeman back?
No.
I'll make you a trade.
No. But I played Darkwa because he was playing somebody that. It was a good matchup for him or something.
They played the Rams.
Yeah, and he got like 11 points or 10 points or something.
Which is
good.
That's what Devontae got. Yeah.
But I sat Marshawn and Kenyon Drake. Marshawn got 20. Kenyon Drake got 16. And I said, if you guys, I said, fucking Marshawn got 20. Kenyon Drake got 16. Don't ever tell me how to play my fantasy league again. Unfortunately, I left them on the bench and I played Darkwa.
But I made some good last minute decisions, like right before, like probably like 12:55. I picked up Jared Goff, the quarterback, because Jameis Winston has sucked and Marcus Mariota hasn't put up much points, so I picked him up and dropped him right away. And then got Jared Goff. He was the number one quarterback in fantasy.
And is he?
This week he was. Oh. This past week when I played him. And then T.Y. Hilton was on my bench, swapped him out, and got, he was the number one receiver in fantasy, and I won by 50 points.
Wait, you swapped him out?
Yeah, like he was in my bench.
Oh, you put him back in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually looked at your matchup this week. You know who's fucking killing it?
Brad.
Brad is fucking destroying it.
I have come so close in so many games. I'm on a 4-game win streak in my ESPN league, though. I play Dennis this week.
Oh, that's sweet. I talked to Dennis the other day. He came super close a couple times on this pick'em.
I get the emails where you always forget to say that he's close.
And then he just doesn't win, and I felt bad.
I have sucked at those things. Like, I'm not even mad that I didn't do it last week.
Yeah. Joe won this week, and he went 65 beans. But no, Brad... I wanted to look at the
match. You guys have the same record, but he's won like 5 in a row.
Brad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's getting way more points than I am.
Yeah, his team is just stacked.
I wanted to...
Marvin Jones used to suck. And then the last like 3 games, he's put up huge points. And
he got 154 points last week.
Brad did?
Yeah, against his girlfriend.
Yeah. No, then
Tyrod Taylor.
Marty, my friend Marty, who's the 0-9 kid.
Yeah.
He drops Alshon Jeffrey. And then Brad picks him up and he gets 26 points. And then the week that he dropped him, he got 16. I'm like, what are you doing? That's why you're 0-9.
McCaffrey with 20. Alshon Jeffrey with 26. Marvin Jones with almost 30. Kelsey. What? How do you say that guy's name?
Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey with 20 fucking points.
Yeah, I get Brad with Kelsey on a bye.
Unbelievable. But, whatever. I dropped Devontae.
I played him this week. I got Devontae.
Dude, yeah, you missed the greatest UFC possibly of all time on Saturday. I watched it with a bunch of my buddies. Mike won $250. He put $50 on the biggest underdog. Won $250.
Damn. I went to a bar of our old past, actually. Moose Winooski's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who'd you go there with?
A couple of the girlfriend's friends, and then Brad and his girlfriend came in.
Oh, a couple of her friends that you're the lesbians? Not letting... Okay. Fair enough. You ever hear guys... I think it's like an older guy thing. They, like, think that... They, like lesbians because they think they want to, like, hit on them and try to make them, like, hook up with them. You know what I mean?
What?
They think... There's guys out there that think that, like hitting on a lesbian is, like, a good challenge and they can get in their pants and stuff. I'm like...
I always, like...
It's the dumbest thing.
I always think of, like, the cliche, like, oh, lesbians.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're probably two hot girls making out. And it's like, have you ever gone to Ferndale before?
Right. Right. They never are.
Most lesbians, no offense to lesbians, but they're usually not that attractive.
Not to a guy, to a lesbian girl right there. Yeah. But yeah, UFC 217 was sweet. We did a parlay of all of the five main card fights. And they're like, JJ, what do you think? And I was like, I want you guys to kind of, I don't want it to be all on my shoulders. So I showed them some like footage and stuff. And they agree with my picks, but
what is a parlay? Like you pick a certain amount in
a row.
It's like
if you bet MSU to win, and then you bet U of M to win, and then you bet fucking another team to win. You have to win all three of those bets to win.
And then you win the parlay.
Then you win bigger money than if you were to just bet one each individual. Yeah. So we bet $5 each, which ended up being $30 on this five fight parlay.
Where did you fight? Where did you bet it at?
My friend knows a guy that takes bets.
A bookie?
I don't know.
Messing around with bookies now, man?
Not me.
Well, you let me know the next time you get an offer from the bookie because I like gambling. So.
No, fuck that, dude. My buddy, he says he had a great year last year, but this year he hasn't gotten paid out once in football, for football. He hasn't got paid out
from
once.
The bookie?
Yeah. He's paid
go
every
bust
week.
Some kneecaps.
He lost 9 weeks in a row.
See what this sounds like? This is how you chew.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Josh
this
is
going to
fucking kill us.
Good almonds.
Okay. So... No. Only I can do it.
No way, man.
Anyways, I picked 4 out of 5 fights for the parlay. And the one that we lost was the biggest underdog in the whole thing. It was the girl fight.
Like you took the underdog or the underdog won?
No, the underdog won. It was the only fight I was sure of. All right. I want to play a trivia game. Can you... Random trivia generator. Let's see if this works.
I guess not many nuts are left.
What do you want to do?
2.
I want you to test me on trivia.
Give me your laptop.
All right, it's coming. Don't have to ask me twice.
Please give me your laptop. I felt like it. I just wanted to ask you twice.
All right. What category should we do?
You want to do entertainment? I feel like that would be like the
entertainment.
Most,
okay.
Most likely to.
First, miss question is the not spicy pepper. Second, miss question.
The whole thing? That's a big pepper.
Is the jalapeno pepper. Third, miss question is a habanero pepper.
All right, then we're going to do science.
No.
What am I doing here?
Do geography.
I'm just clicking one to see. Oh, that's just where the category is. Okay. Entertainment.
And then, but if I just, well.
Do I have to go 1, 2, 3, or can I skip them? Because you're going to know the first question.
No, go in order.
All right.
If I get, say I get 10 right, then I can stop.
Okay. Number one.
Is it number one?
Yeah. No, okay. It is. What popular actor produced the show Entourage?
Mark Wahlberg.
Correct. I don't even need to check the answer.
There we go.
Number two. We're at 10% done. When not fighting crime, what did Underdog do for a living?
When not fighting crime, I have no fucking idea. Can I get a hint? Is it a public service?
Usually this occupation is found on the side of an airport terminal. Inside.
He was a baggage person.
Shoe shine boy.
What the fuck?
I think that was a good hint. This one's for you, Josh, because that's a big pepper. Lots of bites. Is this what you decided to do with your bag of peppers?
Mm-hmm.
This smells pretty good.
It is. Want a bite?
No, yeah, give me a bite of that. You got it all.
It's sweet. Cover the mic. All right. Well, that was a. If there's any more like that that are from like the 1950s, pass them.
Have you ever heard of Mel Blanc?
Nope. Pass that question.
Pass it. These are hard, man. When was actress and pinup model Betty Grable born?
Fucking 1935.
So close. 1916.
What the fuck? All right, that was a shitty one, so I'm eating a small jalapeno. Oh, fuck.
There was this one bite that's all membrane and seeds, man. Ew.
Oh, fuck.
All right, this one's like kind of easy. Like, you might know this one. What 1968 movie starred Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau sharing an apartment?
Fuck, I don't... The Honey... No.
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 There's two of them. They're not even.
The Odd Couple.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm done with this. These are the worst questions, and that fucking jalapeno is hot
as
shit.
No, let's find another topic.
No, because I'm not doing a habanero. All
right. Well, what if you just lick the habanero?
I'll lick it.
No, you don't have to just lick it. Not. We'll just eat. Just take a bite of it. We'll do one more question. This is actually kind of fun, because I am asking you questions.
No.
All right, we'll just do it.
I'll eat a habanero if you eat a jalapeno.
You don't have any... Can I eat like half of a jalapeno?
No, you gotta eat all the seeds like I just did. And it's burning my throat.
Oh, God, no.
I forgot how bad this sucks. Fuck this.
All right, fuck it.
Gotta find something to do with these. I think I'll stuff them with cream cheese. And bake them or something.
Might be good, but... once you take out the membrane and the seeds, it's okay.
By the way, when I asked for a snack... That's the last thing I would have thought you'd bring.
Almonds?
Yeah.
I was being considerate. I know you're kind of a healthy dude.
I wanted a cookie or something.
Then why didn't you say sweet? I would have brought you some candy.
Because when you said I was thinking Cheez-Its.
No. When I said sweeter, like sweet, I was going to bring you like, what do you like? The Reese's Cups.
Oh, I love Reese's
Cups. I would have done that. I'm a very good shopper.
And you know what?
Trying to help you with your...
I gotta be honest with you. This weekend, I was so stressed about this fucking breathalyzer in my car that I ate like a fucking pig.
If you had told me... I wasn't home. I had already left. But if you had told me that you wanted something to eat, I made white chicken chili. That was pretty good.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Crock pot.
Are you still planning on moving to Indiana or no?
Well, we'll find out. I'll be going starting next week. I'll be going there during the week and coming back on weekends. doing what I'd be doing down there, working wise. So, I'll see if I like it or not.
If you want. Well, wanna, Indianapolis, maybe, but...
I kind of want to... Well, that's where I work, is Indianapolis.
Yeah. But, I mean, certain towns, you can't find a fucking place to live.
It's cheap, like, there, man.
Is it really?
Yeah, like, the place where I'm staying, like, the hotel, it's kind of a suburb of Indianapolis. It's called Plainfield.
Yeah, it sounds boring as fuck.
I mean, but it's 15 minutes from the city.
When I moved to St. Louis, at first I looked at downtown St. Louis. It was expensive as shit.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's a fucking shithole.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
hole.
Sure, like, downtown Indy is pretty expensive, because I feel like any major city, but it's kind of like Detroit. It's not like a Chicago or New York or something like that. It's more of a regular people kind of place. I don't know. Fresh start, though, sounds kind of nice. Get rid of some of my friends.
What the fuck? So are we having a Thanksgiving dinner at
your place? House on the 18th.
Excuse me.
Did you just blow a jalapeno seed out of your nose?
What do I gotta bring?
If you wanna bring something, you can, but honestly, I didn't think that we'd invite people and they'd say, like, what should I bring? So everybody wants to bring something. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side? Calories don't exist.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving is when my dad hits my mom.
Your dad's dad?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, when my stepdad hits my mom. Oh, my other okay. step. No, I'm just
we
kidding.
We can reenact that. I got a good girlfriend. She'll...
No, I think I like... like corn souffle or green bean casserole.
Someone has signed up for green bean casserole.
That's good stuff.
What is it, like cream corn?
No.
That sounds gross.
No, my...
Bring corn souffle.
My grandma used to make it.
Bring that.
Okay. What are you going to make?
Turkey.
What's for dessert? That's all I care about. Can we have a fucking bomb-ass dessert, like a sundae? Like a sundae bar or something? What if I brought that?
That's not a bad idea.
Hell yeah.
I am going to my. I have family that lives in Indiana, and they come up every year for Thanksgiving, and they always bring like the dankest pies. So I'm going to see them when I come back from Indiana, which is the day before
the 18th.
The thing.
Okay.
So I'll have a couple of good pies.
Okay. Well, then maybe we'll just bring like something to go with the pie. Like,
who are you bringing? Who's your plus one?
I'm just going to find, like, a hooker or somebody. To come
oh, that's
with me.
Cool.
This is candy.
Bring candy.
Damn, candy.
you want to see my penis? candy, your apple. Yeah, candy apple.
Do you know what the best part of Thanksgiving or Christmas is, though? It used to be. Now
leftovers?
Now you can just... Well, yeah, but... Now you can just, find whatever movie you want to watch, but... The holidays, they always play great movies. Like,
I'm a Christmas Vacation believer.
Yeah, follower. Me too. That's great. But I think on Christmas or Thanksgiving, they always play like The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
They always play like Scorsese movies, Godfather, and like other.
Yeah, because like what else are you going to put on? You're usually going up against like football games.
Right, right.
I haven't actually, since I've worked for the Lions, I haven't actually had like a normal Thanksgiving and. 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah, neither have I.
It's kind of annoying. Because I get paid double, but...
Right.
It's...
Fuck Thanksgiving, dude.
I mean, last year, I went and worked the game, and then afterwards, I went to Target and bought a TV.
That's
Thanksgiving
sweet.
Night. And then I went to my family's house and ate them for a little bit.
That's sweet. Ever since my ma started working at Eastern Market, every Thanksgiving, she's there...
They're so, open Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, because of the tailgate.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big tailgate. And I just go down there, run the turkey trot, and then go to Easter Market. And there's a guy there that has, like, the best fucking food. And he always cooks, like, crazy on regular games. So on Thanksgiving, he does a bunch of other stuff and just eat there.
One day when I'm a civilian, I plan on being, like, a Lions tailgater.
It's sweet. It's pretty cool. It's pretty surprising how all out people go.
Well, next year, if I live in Indiana, I won't be doing the football job.
So right,
obviously.
I might
just come up for a game or two.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Dude, what's... I don't know. I think we try to avoid talking about this and...
Politics?
Yeah, but...
I've kind of taken it all out of my mind.
You haven't... Okay, because I was going to ask about stuff...
I haven't
stuff.
Really followed it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my own life together.
How about the fucking kid who shot 26 people in a church?
The Texas shootings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I haven't heard much about it except that, like, the youngest victim was 18 months old.
Right.
But, like, did that guy shoot himself or did he get
that
caught?
That guy has good aim. Small target, dude.
Well, when you're just shooting in a circle.
Right. That's terrible.
That's terrible. We should rename this podcast. We're going to hell.
Yeah. Good thing
nobody listens.
I don't believe in it. No, but damn.
Did that guy get
racist,
caught though?
This is racist ass people on the internet. Jesus. Yeah, he's dead. I think they shot him. But yeah, shot 26 people in church. Another big one. You know.
Can't go to school, can't go to church, can't go to concerts.
Yeah.
I mean, people are still going to do everything.
Right. It doesn't change my life at all because if it fucking happens, it fucking happens. What are you going to do?
Right.
Not go anywhere?
I wouldn't mind.
Then you're going to worry about... Well, then
life is hard anyway.
You're going to get paranoid that much, you might as well start worrying about who's going to come into your house.
I'm not afraid of death.
Neither am I.
Oh, well,
what am I going to do? I'm afraid of suffering for a long-ass time before I die.
I'm not going to say this with 100%, but, like, I would probably prefer to be dead than to, like, get in a really bad car accident and have, like, a body cast and have to, like, come back from that. You know what I mean?
If I knew for a fact that I could come back for it from it.
Yeah, if I knew that, like, hey, right, you're guaranteed to live a normal life in a year and a half.
No, but, you know, I think about this all the time, dude. Because once you're dead, I mean, the only thing I feel bad for is the surviving people.
Of you being dead?
Yeah.
And, like your 90% parents, of them. I mean, like, your parents and, like, close family won't get over it for a long time, but, like... Think about your friends that you never see. Oh, JJ's dead? Oh, my God. It's so sad. I'm going to cry now. And then a week later.
They'll just be at the funeral trying to get pussy and stuff.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing for anybody, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're one of those people. Unless you're one of those people that actually has people that care about you.
I think I would like to think I am. You don't think you are?
I have a small... I've really lightened my load as far as friends go. And family too. Fuck them.
I told you you should have came over for those fights. We had a good time.
I forgot about them.
Me
you gotta,
too.
You gotta remind me. I ended up just going to a bar. I played darts for like 3 hours.
Yeah, at Moose.
Yeah, I like that bar though.
It's cool.
It's better. I don't really like douchey bars.
No,
I like diving.
Way
bars.
Better to be in a bar that you actually have some room and you can hear the person next to you.
Yeah,
and...
because we were getting together with friends. Like I hadn't seen them in a while, and it was like. I didn't want to go to, like, the House of Shamrocks.
Right.
They have a DJ every Saturday that plays, like, your homecoming music.
Yeah. I remember that. I used to go there a lot. We used to go up there at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they would, for some reason, we'd be there until 3. I don't know how that worked, but.
Because it's Shamrocks.
Yeah.
I rang in the new year at House of Shamrocks.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Because it's so close to my house. The only other bar on that street is the Joe Bar, and that place sucks.
The Joe Bar. That's the new place, right? It's supposed to be good, but it's really small.
It's small. It's like this hipster place, you know, where everything is super... Oh, we have aioli sauce.
Right,
and pulled
right.
Pork sandwiches. But, like, they don't have, like, a normal cheeseburger on their menu at all times. And, like, I went there once... And they give you, like, smaller entrees. So you want to, like... We wanted, like, a small app. Order potato wedges. It was, like, steak... It was, like, literally, like, you know, like the shape of a steak fry? Like
quarter
moon-looking thing?
Yeah.
Pressed down, like, flat as fuck. Like, they took the peeler and they just fried a bunch of thin-ass potatoes. And I was like, that's not a potato wedge. Shit like that. Weird place. The food sucks.
I've been wanting to try it, but
this is
maybe
hilarious.
I won't. You saw this?
Yeah.
So this girl, where is this at? Miami, Florida?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I mean, she deserved it.
She's getting dragged out by 1, 2, 3, 4 police officers.
Yeah, those look like cops too. Or are they security? Do they got guns?
I don't know. And they dragging her, each got one limb, and then she starts smacking this. Oh my God.
She looks like she clipped them though.
Yeah.
I loved it. Did you see the old lady smoking a cigarette?
Yes.
That was my great. Favorite.
Dude.
What the fuck did that lady think was going to happen?
Right. And they just blatantly show disrespect for other people.
And then people want to yell at the cops.
Yeah.
Oh, she's an old lady. She knew what she was doing.
She was being an old fucking cunt.
She just thought that if she lit the cigarette, they would ask her to put it out.
Right.
But it's a crime.
And she like held it up in his face too.
Yeah, like here, take it or something like that.
Right.
Like, but and then she goes to hit it right before she gets pulled. Stand the fuck up and walk out.
Right.
Or else you're gonna get dragged out.
And then, but then as soon as they do, then they go screaming.
Oh my God. And that's white on white crime.
Sure is. I wanted to show you a video. Oh, Larry David.
Oh, is this the model?
Oh, it got removed.
Yeah, you have to go to the NBC.
Do you think it's still there?
No, I think you have to go to NBC.com.
Bullshit.
Just Google it. Just Google Larry David.
Okay.
Get off the YouTube.
Larry David monologue.
There it is.
Now, I can't watch 7 minutes of it, though. Well,
I like Larry David.
Yeah, dude, did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
It was so not bad. It was so mild. It's not even funny.
I'm so sick of this shit. I'm a Democrat, but I am just sick of political correctness. Because it used to be like, okay, now we need to bring in some political correctness. And then it was like, all right, now we're going to be a little bit more on edge about what's right and wrong. And now it's like, oh my God, he made a joke. A Jew made a joke about Jews.
But it wasn't even about... It was... Wait till you hear it. As soon as you say the word Holocaust...
I think I'm doing quite well. A lot of sexual harassment stuff in the news of late, and...
Sorry, I'm breathing right into it. You're breathing right into it.
I can't help but notice a very disturbing pattern emerging, which is that many of the predators... Not all... But many of them.
He's doing goofy faces.
Are Jews.
Like, this is such mild, like, he's doing funny faces and shit. It's not bad.
Let it play for a second.
And I have 3 words to say to that. Leave Ishmir. I don't like it when Jews are in the headlines for notorious reasons. I want Einstein discovers the theory of relativity. Salk cures polio. What I don't want, Weinstein took it out.
See, he didn't even go really gross there.
No, I consistently strive to be a good Jewish representative. When people see me, I want them to say, oh, there goes a fine Jew for you. There's a fine Jew. Margaret, come here. Come here. I want you to meet this wonderful Jew. Nothing stereotypical about him. If not for the self-deprecation and the irritable bowel syndrome, you'd never know in a million years.
See?
You know, I've always...
This is where...
...always been obsessed with women, and I've often wondered... If I'd grown up in Poland when Hitler came to power and was sent to a concentration camp, would I still be checking out women in the camp? I think I would, you know? Hey, Shlomo, look at that one over there by Barracks 8. Oh, my God, is she gorgeous? Oh, I've had my eye on her for weeks. Yeah, I'd like to go up and say something to her. Of course. The problem is, there are no good opening lines in a concentration.
See, is this offensive?
It's funny as fuck. It's Larry David. What do you expect? He literally wrote an episode.
How's it going?
Of Seinfeld, based on the premise of Jerry making out during Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we ever get out of here, I'd love to take you out for some latkes.
Like, that's the whole Holocaust thing.
Jesus Christ.
And why Larry David's Holocaust joke was so uncomfortable. Larry David SNL monologue. When will men stop joking about sexual assault?
He was talking about social commentary.
Yeah, he was talking about hitting on
a
girl.
The same woman that wrote that article is probably the same woman that buys fucking tabloid magazines about Kelly Clarkson's weight fluctuating.
Right. Anyways, I thought that was slightly ridiculous, but
I've like gotten off of Facebook. I don't even bother with it anymore, and I don't know, man. Whatever.
Have you listened to any good music? Did you ever listen to that fucking Marilyn Manson album I told you to?
No.
I guess he starred in a I wouldn't say like B movie, but it's a movie they put directly on a website called Shudder, which is like a horror movie like thing. It's like Netflix only for horror movies.
That's probably, I didn't know that existed.
I guess it's kind of good. It's just that's not my favorite genre, so I wouldn't do it. But he stars in it. He looks like a creepy fucker too.
Did you see what he did on stage the other night?
No.
He's in a wheelchair now.
From that
still
thing?
Playing. Yeah, and he's still performing because he probably like broke his leg or something.
Also, he needs the dough.
So like Sunday night after the Texas shooting. I don't know if this was, like, his plan or if he came up with it just, like, after the shooting. He pulled out, like, a fake plastic, like, gun and pointed at the audience and, like, shot him. I think there was some kind of, like, fake bullet or something in there. And, like, people, of course, were all up in arms. No yeah. Gun pun intended.
Right. Well, that's what he does to get in the news.
Well, yeah, like, I click the article and I see, like, a comment in the bottom. It's like, here's what your headline should be. Shock rocker does something shocking.
Right, right, right.
No, you ever listen to Wolfpack?
No, what's that?
Wolfpeck. They're like a funk band out of Ann Arbor. They came out a couple years ago.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're not like mainstream big, but they're like the festival circuit they've hit. And
right.
Like I saw them at the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. Their new album came out, and it's not that good.
Okay, I'll be sure not to check it out. Like that other movie where you told me where the guy dies on his wife while he's fucking her.
That movie sucked. Don't waste your time.
I'm glad.
I watched Out of the Furnace. Have you seen that?
Love that movie.
I watched that the other day. That was a girlfriend recommendation.
Anticlimactic, kind of, but I love that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty mild.
That's Casey Affleck. Christian Bale, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's a badass in it.
Dude, he's so good in everything he's in.
Have you ever seen Woody Harrelson's Instagram page?
No.
Dude, it is like it's just like a normal ass old person on social media.
That's funny. Doesn't he have a no, I'm thinking of somebody else. No, he's probably top 10 of my favorite actors.
Yeah, I like Woody a lot. Whoa, I talked under a different angle.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, my phone's not loading.
Picture with Bill Clinton and who the fuck is that? Oh, that's probably his brother. He's going to be playing LBJ.
Yeah. You have to like look at the pictures and read the captions. Jesus. And it reminds me of like an old person.
You know what one of my favorite movies he was in?
Zombieland.
There's a movie called Rampart. And he was really upset with the way it was edited. He thought it didn't turn out as good as it could have been, but he just plays like a fucking piece of shit cop. He knocked up like these two sisters, and so he's got daughters with like two sisters. It's like crazy.
I'm going to show my girlfriend never saw. She loves Woody Harrelson too. She never saw True Detective season 1.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We're watching that.
I think I fucking used to have that on DVD.
I have HBO Go.
Oh, yeah, so you don't need it.
But no, I tried to watch season two. I never got into it. But season one was.
I just got jalapeno really juice good. In my eye.
What? Do you touching your eyes?
Yeah.
I did that. I made salsa a few weeks ago and touched my eyes right after cutting jalapenos.
All right, let's wrap it up.
It'll help if I punch you in the stomach.
Okay, sounds good.
Right on the
internet. We should go out and get a real fucking snack.
A real snack?
Yeah.
What's a real snack?
Not fucking roasted almonds.
What do you want?
A cookie.
Where do you get a cookie at this time of night?
Cookie store.
Cookie cutter.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Love you. I'm going to send out
Trivia Challenge is going to be a new segment. So.
Oh, I'm not doing that anymore.
We'll find something else to eat.
It reminded me of the fucking Carolina Reaper, and it just gave me flashbacks.
We'll go to like an Indian food store and get some weird
shit. I love
Indian
food.
We'll get weird shit, though. Like,
sounds good. Give me a curry goat. Things. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Play the Pick'em if you're on like the list of people I email it to, and if you want to share it with friends, that's always cool.
Do you still send it to everybody in our fantasy league?
No.
No, you should.
I took them off. No, took them off.
Fuck all of them.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Love you. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.